Welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. I'm really excited right now. I did something completely out of the norm, and I was super nervous about it. It was a choice I made that I've been reading a little bit with Gary Vaynerchuk about disruption and disrupting the norm and stepping outside the comfort zone. And what I did is I really seriously had some questions for the late Dr. Martin Luther King. And I wanted to connect and find out more information from him about life and what we can do to have more peace and unity in these times that are shifting again into such challenging times. So I was just mentioning this to one of my friends, just kind of out of the blue. I was like, you know, I wish I could sit and talk to Dr. Martin Luther King. So she's like, you know what? I have a friend who's a great physical channel. And you guys, I'm very psychic, but I did not know a physical channel was someone who basically allowed someone else from the past who's crossed over to come and occupy them in their space and talk using their physical body. So I know, it's like the movie Ghost. So I was very blessed that I met Deanna Swaim, who is also known as Lee Swaim, and she was able to do it. And so we recorded 30 minutes with the master from his spirit coming through. You're going to be able to watch that on Martin Luther King Day this month, January 21st. So mark your calendars. It's coming up pretty quickly, I guess, a week from Monday. And as I was building the show, so I brought in my sound engineer named Adam, and I had him work on the show a little bit. And I brought in my assistant, and I had her edit the transcript a little bit. And I stood there in the light of the energy of the show, and it's so beyond me, you guys. It's so beyond where I've gone before. It's such a beautiful gift to the planet. And it's so interesting when you're part of something that's bigger than you, that's so glorious, because you might spend time like I do working on products that will do well and sell well, and working on products that'll help my clients well. And, you know, I do these things. Even some of my books have in mind, you know, that they'll sell well or they'll do well commercially. And I'm pretty comfortable with that. This was such a different energy than that. This was just reaching up to the stars and then connecting and having everything connect and line up with so much precision and beauty. I'm actually a little bit overwhelmed with it. I'm seeking to be calm and comfortable as I present this interview to the world. And I'm also clear that it's some of the best. I want to say it's like one of the most amazing contributions I've been. So as I sit there with this thing that's coming up next week, and I feel the energy of it, and I tune into the capacity of it, which is insane, and I'm curious my role on the planet sometimes, and I just wanted to remind you to step out and do something completely crazy, like do something that shows up in your head to do, that shows up maybe in your heart to do, and then just be a little bit wilder than you thought you'd be, because I'm almost in tears with the emotions of this contribution. And you know, it's interesting when you step outside that comfort zone and you create something that's bigger than you, and then you give it some wings, you give it some freedom, you give it some PR, you give it some of the things that I give to other people when I'm working for them, but that I rarely give to myself, you know? So maybe out of this lesson that I've learned, you could grasp something that you could reach for higher or bigger with the depths of your soul connecting to the light of the heavens, and just sense that and expand with that. Because when you're in expansion, doing what you love, being who you truly are, it's really, well, not really sure I can even put words on it, but as you all tune in next week, it's coming up on the 21st of January in California, which will be probably the day before or the day after in Australia, and a different time in Singapore and a different time in South Africa, and it'll be evening on the same day in Europe. So people around the world will be able to tune in and listen to these beautiful messages. And I guess I'll give you a little hint, because it's so flipping amazing, connect with that spirit. So there was a conversation about peace, and I think it's maybe about 5 minutes in. And he talks about when you wake up and you have a practice of peace, you need to do some self-healing if you're not in peace yourself. So that there's the steps that you take so that you can then radiate peace outwards. And in that radiation, in that expression of peace outwards, everything else changes. You're chemically changing everyone who's degrees of separation from you. So this was a really cool conversation that we had about being peace. And the energy, the spirit was just so humble. So that's my chat for today. Do something extraordinary. Do something you've been thinking about doing, but you've for some reason put off. Do something that you're moved to do by spirit. Do something that connects so big with the world that really your intentionality kind of just shifts into being what the world needs you to be, so everything can be a better place. A better place to raise our kids, a better place to, I got really a better place for our kids. So, alrighty. Y'all have a good day. Sorry I got so emotional. tune in this week. We have a pretty good week coming up on the Erica Glessing Show. My mind's kind of a blank because I'm so excited about next Monday, the 21st of January. But we have some pretty nice guests this week. And then coming up right after Dr. Martin Luther King, we have a really beautiful new book on gut awakening. And Maria Aparis is a beautiful guest. She's stunning. So she's coming up right after Dr. King. So stay tuned. Talk to you soon.